What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It for our monthly Two Rivers Activity Center update, we have Facilities Manager Amy Walters. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. We've got a few things to get to as we head into November and even some things to touch on in December. The first of which is this 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which I know has been huge at track.
It has been. Yeah, we've had great participation and really looking forward to being able to do the tournament again this year as we're getting back into our quote unquote more normal. The 3-on-3 tournament, well, it's a great opportunity for area basketball teams to kind of start polishing up and getting ready for those 5-on-5 seasons. For us, it's a bit of a bigger picture in that that activity, that event is the largest fundraiser for our member assistance program. And that member assistance program is our scholarship opportunities for individuals that may not be able to afford the cost of a membership or one of our programs. And so we have those funds designated and set aside to support those needs in our community so that everyone has access. And so we really encourage folks to come out. Maybe even if you don't have someone watching, you can, you know, come in and see the fun. There are 8 games going on at one time. A lot happening in that busy space, but, you know, come check it out and help to support the membership assistance program.
So sign up deadline for that. And when does that start?
Yep. So registration is out now. You can find it on our website. The deadline for that is November 22nd. So the tournament is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the 28th of November. And, you know, I've had some questions. We're getting into that holiday season. And, you know, typically we try to start the games around noon. Depends on how many teams we get. We may have to, you know, start earlier, go later. But we are fairly efficient when we have that many courts. We can really get teams in and out and off to the rest of their day.
Awesome. And again, remember signing up for that registration and things raised through that, helping out that scholarship program, which is amazing. They can contact track for more information on that too. And then we have a new, I think this is new, Burst the Bubble tennis tournament that's been planned.
It's not new. It's maybe a little bit of a different look. Okay. We're partnering with Jamestown Tennis Association to do that. In the past, they have been the host of that tournament. Again, we didn't do it last year because of, but back at it again. And so we'll be in the bubble using all 4 tennis courts. So we'll have all the turf out and just a great opportunity to continue to play tennis when the weather gets cooler outside. You can come inside. We're really looking forward to that. So it's December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Again, depends on how many registrations we have, how many games we'll need. But we're very thankful for the partnership with the Jamestown Tennis Association to help us make that happen. And registration will be available on our website soon. Okay. Not there quite yet, but you can, you know, we'll post it out on social media and our website and things like that.
Amy Walters, again, is the facilities manager for the Two Rivers Activity Center. We call it TRAC. Let's talk about lifeguard classes, because that pool is also going year round, and people always may be looking to get their certification or anything. They can do that in December here.
Right. Yep. And so, you know, lifeguarding is one of those challenges that we're having right now as far as, you know, having enough staff, being able to meet the expectations of the community as far as hours of the pool. So we're always encouraging folks to participate in our lifeguard training sessions. So that's an opportunity that we provide at track, and we go through what we call kind of a pre-employment process. So if individuals think they'd like to be a lifeguard, and that sounds like a great idea, but maybe a bit apprehensive about the test, or can I actually do the skills? We walk you through, we talk you through, we let you practice, and then we do a pre-employment interview. So we go through that process, which basically means once the class is over and you've passed that test, then you're on board as a track employee. We offer the course for anyone, though. So we do know that we have lots of outdoor pools in our surrounding communities, and we do a lot of lifeguard certification classes for those communities as well. So this is open to anyone. They don't have to become an employee at track, but we obviously would love to have them.
Well, I mean, like, and you don't want to get rusty with your lifeguarding skills or anything, too. How long does certification usually last? That's one thing I always meant to ask.
Yep. It's about 2.5 days.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. So you know, we break it up into chunks, and there is some time online learning that's expected before you come to class. And then the course itself is broken up in between the classroom and the pool. So it is a fairly intensive training and certification, because it is such an important position. But it's really a great building block and stepping stone for individuals too. You know, if you're looking at perhaps becoming an EMT or going into the medical field, that's it's a great learning opportunity and stepping stone into those careers.
Well, and if you've ever showed up to track and they've had to limit their hours because they don't have lifeguards, and you're like, well, I want to do something about that. There you go, right?
Here's your chance. Yeah. We'd love to have you.
And Amy, you know, I think we've seen this all over the place, but it looks like there's other departments that could use some more staff as well. Right.
Yes. Yep. And so in addition to lifeguards, we are looking for daytime classroom aides in our learning center. And also we do have a full-time position open in our maintenance department. So facility maintenance technician position. So that's a full-time benefited position.
Awesome. So if you're if any of this has interested you, whether it's signing up to be in the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, the upcoming Burst the Bubble tennis tourney in December, the classes, the employment opportunities, Amy, there's multiple ways they can get more information.
They can. Yes. I referenced our website several times, so we better get that out there. It is trackjamestown.com, T-R-A-C, jamestown.com. On that website, you know, navigate through under programs is where you'll find information on the tournaments. Under aquatics, you'll find that information under regarding the lifeguard classes. And then there is a link at the very top that says employment. So you can see all of our positions, job descriptions for those, and the application is right there as well. In addition to our website, you can always give us a call at 952-TRACK or 952-8722. And then you can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, where we will promote and put updates out as well.
All right, very good. That is our November update. Unless, Amy, there's anything else you can think of?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.